Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day, $100 voucher to spend at Leopold Sporty's, 135 Kensington Road in Leopold, joins us for the Sandman Mattress Factory. Eli Pierce, congratulations on a wonderful performance from Jane Birch. She's going to fire away.
Yeah, Eli Pierce, that was absolutely a fantastic performance by you. There was nothing in the game in the first half. It really was just, could go either way. There was lots of turnovers, obviously, and really contested. But in terms of being my Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day, you were the X factor. You changed the whole dynamic of the game in that third quarter. There was three contested marks and became the focal point up forward for the Dragons. Congratulations. How did you feel out there when those marks started to stick and you really sort of grabbed the game by the throat?
Yeah, I think it's just credit to Sakes and the coaching team. They sort of let me either play midfield or forward and whatever's working, I sort of just sit there. And it was just an arm wrestle game, especially in the midfield. We were getting beaten in there at times, and we were getting it forward. And I just thought, go up and fly for a few and they stick. So, it worked out well, and we got a bit of rub of the green at the end, I think. I'm not sure how that one happened in the square and they got the point, but you take them, don't you? And we've been in this spot, I think, 3 years I've been here. We've lost every final we've got to and been straight out, so it's just so good to finally win one and go to the next stage. Yeah.
And on paper, we were chatting, saying how good your lineup looked today, and even when you were out there today, we know you've got big bodies out there, lots of talls, but down back I thought you controlled the air, and then obviously up forward as well, with you and Mahardy up there, you really did your thing too. But you've got a really nice balance, the smaller brigade in the middle too. So does that feel like it's really coming together now, where you've got it covered across the ground?
Yeah, I think today was probably the best team we've had on paper since round one, really. Obviously, we've got the long-term boys out, like Lloydy, Mack, Jack McMahon and Mirkovic. All year we've been pretty hard done by injuries and haven't had the full list in, so it's finally good to get them all in. And, yeah, it just stems from our back line. Like, those boys are so good down there, one-on-ones. They hardly ever lose them. Jonesy, Jakey Nile, they're so good, and it just stems from that. Then we got the runners coming off, Stropper and Malksham. It just shows when we've got the list there, we can do some really good things, and hopefully we keep all the boys fit and healthy and get another win next week.
How quickly did your emotions flip from thinking, oh my God, we've botched one, to, oh my God, we're into a first semi-final?
Yeah, well, Hamish Lucas in front of goal, I wasn't super confident. You never know where it's going, and he sort of squeezed one off the side of the boot, and then they just went coast to coast. Like, it was crazy, and then they just had numbers, and Kershaw obviously had it in the end, and yeah, big time mixed emotions, and that's what finals are about. And then obviously the crowd up and about gets you going too, so that fills the emotions as well. But no, it's pretty, I guess we were meant to win today, and we'll rest up, go again next weekend.
You must be feeling for Kershaw. You obviously spend time with at Werribee.
Yeah, I was having a good chat to him all game, really. He was complimenting me on my marks, and I was liking his run off the half back. Super unlucky. I'm not sure. Like, obviously, he stepped over the line. But, yeah, it's how footy goes sometimes. And we got the rub of the green today. I had a chat with him after, and had a chat to Stropper as well. He's a Werribee boy. He did his hamstring early as well. So, I think we're pretty... I don't think many of our boys... Mac Lavis early got injured, so yeah, I think he's the only one, which we'll see how he is, but yeah.
Eli, you've got some blokes who can take some marks in your team. Gee whiz, your back line is stacked with blokes who just get fly and take marks. It must be amazing at training to watch the ball zip around and find blokes to take marks.
Yeah, I think Matthew Jones has gone to another level this year. Like, he's just incredible. Yeah, he has gone to another level. I'm not sure where from, but yeah, he flies, punches, marks. His decision making's so good. Like, he'll and today he did a really good job against their forward, and Jakey Noel, the housemate, he does well as well. So and then Stevie Benstead, like, we've just got boys that just, they don't sort of get the reward from the crowd, maybe they don't see it as much, but they're our most important line, really. They just go in week in, week out, get the job done, and yeah, it stems from them.
And they have a good shooter in Steve, because he's been doing it for a fair while, the
he
old
has.
Benstead, so
he has.
It's he's a good teacher, I would suspect, for some of those younger guys.
Yeah, very good, very brave as well. He'll never shy away from a contest running back, and he'll take a hit for the team every weekend. So
Thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman Mattress Factory. Speaking with Eli Pearce, superstar today, Leopold Sporty's player of the day. He's Matty Kershaw.
Not sure how I'm going to console Liam tonight, mate, but we'll get there. We'll see what happens.
It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be a long night.
A long night.
Wasn't the greatest Father's Day gift he's given me, but anyway.
Far out.
Mate, obviously throughout the game, we were discussing in the air that the skill level was pretty horrendous for most of the day.
Yeah.
What do you put that down to? I know it's finals pressure and all that sort of stuff, but it was just the low efficiency. There was a turnover after turnover. What do you put that down to as a player out there?
I think you've just got so much more noise in the crowd, and compared to home and away, you don't have as much of the noise. And I think boys get a bit of perceived pressure, like they've got to do more than what they usually do in a home and away. Like in a final, I guess boys might think they've got to take it on a bit more or do something special. Up until halftime, we were just botching the ball a lot, and we sort of just said, hey, let's take a chill pill. Don't be afraid to go off the mark, look inside, and just take a breath. Because, we could see it was flowing on from everyone. One bloke would do it, and then the next would do it. So, I think we did a lot better coming out at halftime to tidy up the skills and, then get a score on the board.
There was probably more intercept marks than there was uncontested marks. And at one stage in the game, that's the way it was going. But we just touched on pressure then. But how much did you notice the pressure level go up in a game like today? Particularly when the skills aren't great, pressure becomes everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think Joey's were a lot better at us on inside and getting it to the outside as well. Their pressure was awesome. And, you got to expect it in a game, but I think they took it to another level. And then after halftime, it was a real seesaw sort of game, and we sort of brought our pressure back as well, which is what our game is based off, blue collar pressure acts. I think it was great pressure from both teams, and we got away with the win, which is lucky, I guess.
Most important questions now for you, mate.
Yeah, Eli, these are the important questions of the Leopold Sporty. So
everyone tunes in on the way home.
They do. This segment. This is it. You don't botch this.
This is like Jace's drip tray.
Drip tray. Yeah. Well, before I ask you the three most important questions, how did you get to the club? How did you get to Bell Park? What was the deal? Who did you know? You come from Bendigo, is that right?
Yeah.
We won't hold that against you.
Had to get out of there. No. Jakey Nile and I came from Bendigo. We knew James Worm and Ben Worm.
Oh, yeah.
They were Bendigo boys, and Fletch Gallagher as well, Bendigo boy.
Yep.
It was first club we heard of, and here we are.
Yeah. Perfect. Now, are you swinging hands? Have you got a partner?
I do. She plays D-grade. Watched at 10:40 this morning, and they got done.
Oh,
that put a sour start to the morning, but we got one back.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So you'll probably take her to the Leopold Sporties.
It'd be wise.
Good. Well done. Yeah, now, if you're going to take a good bloke from the Bell Park Footy Club, who would you take with you to the Sporties for a fee? And you don't have to say Jake. You don't have to say.
Yeah, that's a simple answer. Yeah. I would take the Big Fridge.
Really?
Big Fridge, yeah. He's
You might not get any food.
No, he eats. You should see it Thursday night dinners. The lasagna came out Thursday night, and he's had thirds, and you get them for free, so he just tops up on that. But he's very funny. One of the funniest blokes at the club.
So it'd be a good meal.
It'd be a good meal.
So for those that are listening who don't know who Fridge is.
Oliver Hicks. Sorry.
Man Mountain.
We know who he is, but the people listening.
He had the fluoro boots on today, too, so you couldn't miss him. First time of the year.
Well, not that we can miss him anyway.
No.
That's why it's called the Fridge. Now, bloke you'd never take, pest at the club. Now, hang on, before you say anything, let me just make sure who else is being tipped in this year. So you can't say Ollie Hicks got tipped in.
Did he?
Yeah, Matty Jones tipped him in, so I don't know why, but anyway.
Because you'd eat all the food.
And Darcy Melksham got tipped in.
So
Kobe George tipped him in. Reptile you'd never take. Who's a pest at the club you'd never take for a feed?
I would never take Zach Merkovich.
Really?
He doesn't smile too much. He's a very serious operator. So I don't think he'd give me much at the Leopold Sporties. So I need someone with a bit more character, I think.
That's good. I like it. Well done.
We'll see you next Sunday. Yeah. Congratulations.
Good on you, Eli.
Thanks very much.
First semi-final, Leopold Sporties player of the day, Eli Pearce. Well done. Just very quickly, obviously disappointed not to be there at the end with Werribee, but I suspect this probably eases that pain a little bit as well.
Yeah, they went out straight sets, which is very surprising. They finished second by a fair bit. I'm not sure. Obviously, a few injuries late for them. Their big ruckman went down for Werribee.
And Jen Coleman,
he's very important for them. So, massive surprise. I don't think anyone thought that was coming, straight sets. sets. But yeah, it was awesome to come down today, and my footy keeps going for another week, which is good.
Well done. Congratulations, Eli Pearce. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Thank you very much.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.